Understanding the human brain has long been a pursuit of philosophers and scientists alike. From early metaphors and myths to modern scientific theories, our comprehension of this complex organ has evolved significantly. In her book 7.5 Lessons About the Brain, Lisa Feldman Barrett explains the brain as a network, challenging outdated metaphors and presenting a more nuanced understanding based on contemporary neuroscience. This summary will explore Barrett's main points from her chapter Your Brain is a Network, highlighting brain functions' intricate and dynamic nature. The Networked Brain. Your brain is a network of 128 billion neurons connected to function as a single unit. Unlike outdated metaphors that describe the brain in terms of separate compartments for different functions, this network model highlights the brain's interconnectedness and ability to integrate vast amounts of information efficiently. Each neuron can be seen as a node within this expansive network, continuously communicating with thousands of other neurons. This constant exchange of information allows the brain to process and respond to stimuli in a cohesive and coordinated manner. The concept of the brain as a network emphasizes the fluidity and adaptability of neural connections, which are not fixed but can change and rewire based on experiences and learning. This dynamic nature of neural networks is fundamental to the brain's ability to adapt to new situations, recover from injuries, and develop complex behaviors and cognitive functions. By viewing the brain as a network, we better understand its remarkable capacity for plasticity and its role in shaping our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Neuronal connections. Each neuron in the brain has a structure resembling a tree, with dendrites receiving signals and axons sending them out. These neurons are interconnected through synapses, where chemical signals are exchanged, creating a vast communication network that is constantly active. The dendrites act as the receiving branches, gathering information from other neurons and transmitting it down the axon to the synapse, releasing neurotransmitters to pass the signal to the next neuron. This intricate web of connections allows for the rapid and efficient transmission of information throughout the brain, enabling us to perceive, think, and act in real time. The strength and efficiency of these connections are not static but can be strengthened or weakened based on usage, a process known as synaptic plasticity. This ability to modify connections is crucial for learning and memory, allowing the brain to adapt to new experiences and store information. The continuous interaction between neurons forms the basis of all brain functions, from simple reflexes to complex cognitive processes. Constant activity. The brain's network is always on, with neurons continuously communicating with each other through electrical and chemical signals. Even at rest or asleep, our brain remains active, processing information, consolidating memories, and maintaining vital bodily functions. This constant activity is essential for the brain's ability to predict and respond to changes in our internal and external environments. Neurons are never idle, they constantly fire and receive signals, maintaining a delicate balance between excitation and inhibition. This balance ensures that the brain can perform its functions efficiently without becoming overstimulated or shutting down. The brain's ability to maintain this constant state of activity while managing energy resources effectively is a testament to its complexity and sophistication. Understanding the continuous nature of neural activity helps us appreciate the brain's role in regulating our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, even when we are not consciously aware of it. Efficiency and adaptability. The brain's network is designed for efficiency and adaptability. Each neuron is connected to thousands of others, forming clusters that can process information locally and hubs that facilitate long-distance communication. This organization allows the brain to manage vast amounts of information with minimal energy expenditure. Using hubs and clusters ensures that the brain can quickly adapt to new situations by reconfiguring its connections. This adaptability is crucial for learning, memory, and recovery from injury. The brain's ability to change its wiring based on experiences, known as neuroplasticity, enables us to acquire new skills, form memories, and adapt to changing environments. This efficient and adaptable network structure allows the brain to perform a wide range of functions, from basic survival tasks to complex cognitive processes. By understanding the principles of efficiency and adaptability in the brain's network, we can gain insights into how the brain maintains its functionality and resilience throughout life. Dynamic changes. The brain's network is not static, it undergoes dynamic changes throughout our lives. These changes can occur on different timescales, from rapid adjustments in neurotransmitter levels to slower structural changes in neural connections. The brain's ability to modify its network in response to new information and experiences is a key aspect of its plasticity. This plasticity allows the brain to adapt to new challenges, recover from injuries, and continue learning and developing throughout life. The dynamic nature of the brain's network is evident in processes such as synaptic plasticity, where connections between neurons are strengthened or weakened based on their activity. This ability to reorganize and adapt is essential for maintaining cognitive and emotional health and recovering from neurological injuries and diseases. We can develop strategies to support brain health and enhance cognitive function by understanding the dynamic changes in the brain's network. Integration of functions. The brain's network integrates a wide range of functions, from basic sensory and motor processes to higher cognitive functions such as reasoning, planning, and problem-solving. This integration is made possible by the complex web of connections that allow different brain regions to communicate and work together. For example, the occipital cortex, traditionally associated with vision, can also process information related to touch and hearing, demonstrating the brain's flexibility in using its resources. This integration of functions is crucial for our ability to perceive the world, make decisions, and interact with our environment. The brain's ability to integrate different types of information and coordinate various functions enables us to perform complex behaviors and adapt to new situations. By understanding how the brain integrates its functions, we can gain insights into the underlying mechanisms of cognition and behavior. Complexity and flexibility. The complexity and flexibility of the brain's network are key to its ability to create a human mind. The brain's complexity arises from the vast number of neurons and connections, which allow for many possible configurations and patterns of activity. This complexity enables the brain to process and integrate vast amounts of information, leading to the emergence of complex behaviors and cognitive functions. The flexibility of the brain's network allows it to adapt to new situations and challenges, ensuring that we can learn, remember, and recover from injuries. This combination of complexity and flexibility is what makes the human brain unique and capable of producing the rich array of experiences and abilities that define our humanity. By studying the complexity and flexibility of the brain's network, we can better understand the principles that govern brain function and the potential for enhancing cognitive and emotional health. Plasticity and learning. The brain's plasticity is a fundamental property that allows it to adapt and change throughout life. This plasticity is evident in the brain's ability to modify its connections in response to new information and experiences. Learning and memory are prime examples of the brain's plasticity in action. When we learn something new, the brain's network undergoes structural and functional changes, strengthening connections that are frequently used and pruning those that are not. This process of tuning and pruning enables the brain to become more efficient in processing information and storing memories. The brain's plasticity is also crucial for recovery from injuries, as it allows the brain to reorganize and compensate for damaged areas. By understanding plasticity mechanisms, we can develop interventions to support learning, memory, and recovery from neurological conditions. Role of neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters play a crucial role in the brain's network, facilitating communication between neurons. These chemical messengers are released at synapses and bind to receptors on neighboring neurons, transmitting signals that influence the neuron's activity. Different neurotransmitters have different effects on the brain, with some promoting excitation and others inhibition. The balance of neurotransmitter activity is essential for maintaining the brain's overall function and stability. Neurotransmitters also modulate mood, attention, and other cognitive functions. Understanding the role of neurotransmitters in the brain's network can provide insights into the underlying mechanisms of various neurological and psychiatric disorders, as well as potential treatments. Modulation and regulation. The brain's network is modulated and regulated by various mechanisms that ensure its proper function. Neurotransmitters and neuromodulators are key players in this process, as they can enhance or inhibit neuronal activity, influencing the brain's overall state. Neuromodulators, such as serotonin and dopamine, can have widespread effects on the brain, altering the activity of entire networks of neurons. These modulatory systems are crucial for maintaining the brain's balance and flexibility, allowing it to respond to changing internal and external conditions. The regulation of the brain's network is essential for maintaining cognitive and emotional health and adapting to new experiences and challenges. Hub and cluster organization. The brain's network is organized into hubs and clusters, facilitating efficient communication and information processing. Hubs are regions with high connectivity that serve as central points for communication, while clusters are groups of neurons that process specific types of information. This organization allows the brain to manage vast amounts of information with minimal energy expenditure. Hubs and clusters enable the brain to quickly adapt to new situations by reconfiguring its connections, supporting learning, memory, and recovery from injury. The hub and cluster organization of the brain's network is a key factor in its efficiency and adaptability, allowing it to perform a wide range of functions with remarkable precision and speed. Sensory integration. The brain's ability to integrate sensory information from multiple sources is a critical aspect of its network function. Sensory integration allows the brain to create a cohesive and accurate representation of the world by combining information from different senses. For example, when we see, hear, and touch an object, the brain integrates these sensory inputs to form a unified perception. This process is essential for navigating our environment, making decisions, and interacting with others. The brain's network is designed to facilitate sensory integration, with regions dedicated to processing different types of sensory information and connections that allow for integrating these inputs. Understanding sensory integration in the brain's network can provide insights into the mechanisms underlying perception and cognition. Development and maturation. The development and maturation of the brain's network are crucial for its function and adaptability. From birth through early adulthood, the brain undergoes significant changes in its structure and connectivity. Genetic factors, environmental influences, sensory experiences, and social interactions drive this development. The processes of tuning and pruning play a key role in shaping the brain's network during development, strengthening frequently used connections and eliminating those that are not. The maturation of the brain's network is essential for developing cognitive and emotional functions, enabling us to learn, remember, and adapt to new experiences. Understanding the development and maturation of the brain's network can provide insights into the factors that influence brain function and the potential for enhancing cognitive and emotional health. Resilience and recovery. The brain's network is remarkably resilient, able to recover from injuries and adapt to changes. This resilience is partly due to the brain's plasticity, which allows it to reorganize and compensate for damaged areas. The brain's network can also adapt to environmental changes, ensuring that we can continue to function effectively despite new challenges. The ability of the brain to recover and adapt is essential for maintaining cognitive and emotional health and overcoming neurological injuries and diseases. Understanding the mechanisms of resilience and recovery in the brain's network can provide insights into strategies for supporting brain health and enhancing cognitive function. Individual differences. Individual differences in the brain's network can influence cognitive and emotional function. These differences can arise from genetic factors, environmental influences, and experiences throughout life. Variations in the structure and connectivity of the brain's network can lead to differences in how we perceive, think, and behave. Understanding these individual differences can provide insights into the factors that contribute to cognitive and emotional diversity and potential strategies for personalized interventions. By studying individual differences in the brain's network, we can better understand the complex interplay between genetics, environment, and experience in shaping brain function. Pathology and dysfunction. Disruptions in the brain's network can lead to various neurological and psychiatric disorders. Changes in the structure and connectivity of the brain's network can affect its ability to process information and regulate behavior. For example, alterations in the connectivity of hubs and clusters can impact communication between different brain regions, leading to symptoms of disorders such as depression, schizophrenia, and autism. Understanding the pathology and dysfunction of the brain's network can provide insights into the underlying mechanisms of these disorders and inform the development of effective treatments. By studying the brain's network in health and disease, we can identify potential targets for interventions and develop strategies to support brain health and improve cognitive and emotional function. Conclusion. The concept of the brain as a network provides a comprehensive and nuanced understanding of its function and adaptability. By viewing the brain as a dynamic and interconnected system, we can appreciate its remarkable capacity for plasticity, efficiency, and resilience. This network perspective challenges outdated metaphors and highlights the complexity and flexibility of neural connections that underlie our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Understanding the brain as a network opens new avenues for research and interventions, providing insights into the mechanisms of learning, memory, and recovery from injury. It also underscores the importance of supporting brain health throughout life, as the dynamic nature of the brain's network enables us to continue adapting and thriving in a constantly changing world. By embracing this network perspective, we can enhance our understanding of the brain and develop strategies to optimize cognitive and emotional function.